season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome to Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports live from the Terror Dome. And it is loud in here tonight for the championship game of the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament. It'll be game two of the season for the Owls and for their opponent tonight, the hosting Otto Eldred Terrors. Now, the Otto Terrors won their game one yesterday against Gowanda, and Bradford made it into the championship game with a 67-40 win over Eisenhower. This is Jimmy Kelts, live from the Terror Dome, broadcasting alongside James Patrick, and my sound engineer will be tonight, Nick Youngs, and Igor also helping out back at the station. Again, the Owls, they start their season 1-0 with a really nice game one against Eisenhower. The 67-40 win, you know, you get the 27-point win, but that doesn't even really tell the whole story. They started with Jake Franz on the bench. Now, typically, I think we're going to see him in the starting role, but they started with him on the bench because he had missed a few days of practice as he was dealing with an illness. And boy, you could see what this team has done in the offseason and from last year to this year. Coach Bernardi's second year, the ball movement was very much on point. The passes were crisp. The defense, specifically when they went to the man-to-man defense, was very good as well. A lot of blocks, a few steals, and just up and down the roster, because we had that big lead built and were able to see some of the young guys come in, you were able to see up and down the roster a lot of that same characteristics, the same traits, carried over to the younger guys as well. Encouraging stuff from their game one. Obviously, a small sample size because we've only got the Eisenhower opponent. We'll see how we grade out to this Otto Eldred team that won in another blowout fashion game yesterday, James.
Yeah, it's definitely a packed house here tonight, and it's filled and loud.
Yes.
Last night's performance was really impressive by the Owls. I know Coach Bernardi was very happy with the performance. And tonight's game should be pretty interesting.
Yes, indeed. The Terrors are, you know, always a tough game every year. I am trying to remember last year. I think we ended up playing them three times, I think, because they were on the schedule twice. And we played them once in the tournament. We ended up losing the season series 1-2. I think they beat us, or we beat them, I believe, in the tournament. And then they beat us at home. And then when we saw them again later in the year, I think that's correct. Might be thinking of the previous season, to be completely honest with you. But they're always a tough team. They always play Bradford hard. And this is going to be a good early season test, I think, for the Owls. It's also a bit of a test here as they've got us right next to the marching band, James.
It is going to be a test. looks like the referees are going to the scorer's table.
Yes. Oh, we should mention that the Lady Terrors just topped the Lady Owls in the girls' championship game. Final score there?
44-14, Jimmy.
So they got through the championship game. They also went ahead and gave away the trophies on the girls' side of the bracket. And part of that was their all-tournament team, the Randy Stebbins Memorial all-tournament team. And Bradford's Kelly Dixon was named as a part of that as well. So we've got about 2 minutes left of warm-ups. And right now, as you mentioned, the refs kind of gathering, captains with the team right now. Going through their pregame ritual. Announcements are going to start. And we've got our rosters ready to go for the Owls' second game of the season. Now, again, some of the things that the Owls are going to need to continue to do carrying over from last night if they want to find success against, you know, some of the harder competition teams that they're going to be seeing this year. They're going to need to keep that ball movement up. When they do find themselves setting up the offense, I mean, ball movement, the really nice passes, crisp passing from Talon Reese, Jake Franz, and being very patient, very selective on their shots, and kind of just not rushing things. They also, on the other end of that, were really good in transition.
I'll tell you, yes, the fast breaks last night were really impressive. I know one time somebody pulled up a little bit, let the defender foul them, and got three the hard way.
Yeah.
Everything really worked well last night.
Yeah, I think the play you're talking about, I think, was Lucas Johnson. And, he kind of baited in the defender and slowed up a little bit, gave him a step, and finished. Maybe wanted to go to the line either way, but finished and got the three-point play out of it. Just really nice transition game. So if they can keep that up, keep the ball movement up, but also take advantage of their speed, because it's a fast team that's not really lacking in length either. They're tall. But a lot of them are tall and slender and can get up and down the floor quickly. So the Terrors will have their hands full, but I think they also, again, had a bit of a blowout win last night over Gowanda. So we'll see if this team really does match up as well as it looks like on paper. We're about to pause now for the national anthem, so we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with our starting lineups for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the old post office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
All right, and a nice national anthem reciting there from the hosting Otto Eldred Terrors. And now we should be just about ready to introduce our starters and get underway. James, why don't you take us through the starting lineup tonight for the Bradford Owls?
Tonight's starting lineup for the Bradford Owls is Talon Reese, number 3, sophomore. Junior, number 10, Jake France. Junior, number 1, Adam Ward. Junior, number 35, A.J. Gleason. And junior, Chase Weinberg, number 21.
Yeah, Chase was another guy that was an impact player last night, especially on defense.
I would say I thought today about who the MVP of last night might have been, and I would have given it to Weinberg. He really hustled on both ends.
Yeah, it was an excellent job. Had a lot of those blocks that we talked about, which was a really big difference maker. They're going through the starting lineup now for Otto Eldred. It's going to be number 3, sophomore Landon Francis. Sophomore number 0, Manning Splain. Sophomore number 12, Ray Sheen Thomas. Junior number 4, Braxton Caldwell. And senior number 2, Austin Cousins. And Cousins is a guy, that's a name that I remember filling up the score sheet last year. Wasn't necessarily their number 1 producer as a junior last year, but a very big contributor on the score sheet. So we'll see if he's stepped into that role as a senior even more so. But this is a team that, you know, is not lacking in height.
No, they're not.
We'll match up, I think, with with just about anybody. They show promising early signs as well, as did the Owls last night. So those are your starting lineups tonight, and good to see Franz able to make it back into the starting rotation. Again, he was off the bench yesterday after missing a couple of practices with an illness, but good to go here tonight. The starting lineup, and alongside Adam Ward, Jr., Talon Reese, the lone sophomore of the bunch, A.J. Gleason, and Chase Weinberg. Can't say enough good things about Jake Franz, by the way. It's just, as a student athlete, he had an absolutely incredible fall season where he led the soccer team in goals scored. Then when they went to their postseason, he was scoring hat tricks in postseason games. And this is immediately after he finished top 50 in the state of Pennsylvania for golf. As the District 8-9 golf champion. So the Owls win. Yeah, incredible.
A little bit of everything.
Owls win the opening tip here. And Franz takes it, passes it off to Ward. Cross-court pass to Weinberg up to the top of the key, back to Reese, and Ward in the corner. Reese goes in motion, handed back off to Weinberg, right side. And Franz will take it back up top. So a nice patient start here for the Owls as they reset. Gleason at the elbow, going to drive inside, and it's whistled off.
It's a travel.
For a travel. So an early turnover here is Gleason.
Looks like the Owls are going to start off in a zone defense.
Got tied up a little bit. Here's an early three, and that's in from Austin Cousins, who we mentioned, producer last year as well. And it's 3-0 Otto Eldred leads.
That was a deep three, Jimmy.
Yeah, shot that one from about the bench. Weinberg's driving in, lost it, but Gleason trying to pick it up. It's going to be a foul on the floor, I believe, on Otto Eldred.
Number four.
So that'll be on Braxton Caldwell, his first, team first.
There's a violent collision down there with A.J. Gleason. Fouls back on offense. Gleason with a shot from the top of the key, drains it.
Long two for Gleason, and he makes it look very pretty. Must have worked on that jump shot in the offseason because it was silky smooth there. So here are the Terriers back with it now. And Francis running the point, as he did last year as well. Landon Francis, cross-court pass. And they'll work around the perimeter. Back to Francis. Francis getting beat up by Jake Franz. He's going to go back down to Cousins. Back around the perimeter. That zone collapses, but they find the open spot. Put up the three. No good. Reese tracks down the rebound. Outlet pass to Franz. Franz down low to Gleason. He's up and in. And it's a 4-3 Owls lead. 6 minutes to play in the first quarter.
Very nice look there. Getting it down low to AJ.
Yeah, AJ just found a little seam
traveling.
There. Yeah, there's a travel on Cousins.
Nice start here for the Owls.
So they took the 1-point lead and now a chance to extend that out. Inbound to Ward, back to Franz. And Franz is going to drive up. High screen from Weinberg. Pump fake, kicks it out to Gleason. Down low, back to Weinberg. Weinberg's going to dribble it out, give it to Ward at the top of the key. Ward across to Reese. Crossover, drives inside, layup, left side, drops, and it's 6-3 as Reese gets on the board.
I'll tell you, Jimmy, our guys are so quick. They can beat that defender with the first step, and they're there for an easy layup.
Slender, too. They fit through those holes so quickly. And there's a jump ball. But it'll stay Otto Eldred possession as Bradford won the tip. It'll flip that possession arrow back in the Owls' direction. And Francis will inbound. He finds Thomas almost in the backcourt, but they're able to save it as Francis runs and jumps into the backcourt. Now comes back and... missed the signal there from referee Hopkins.
Block on Adam Ward.
So it'll be his first, team first. Inbounded to Francis. The Terrors. Thomas, and I believe that one's going to be on Gleason as Thomas just turned into a big shoulder from AJ. Unintentional, but just poorly timed. But
AJ's had a couple of collisions to start the game.
Yeah, it's his first team second. Yeah, and he's such a big boy, I wouldn't want to be on the other end of it. Here's a drive by Francis. High screen, pick and roll, nothing doing. Back across the other way. Francis, pump fake on the three. Quick D from Reese gets him to pass it off. He'll go the other way with it. Driving inside is Manning. Splane throws it away. And that's going to be a backcourt violation. Good defense there from
I'll tell you, very fun to watch the defense. Otto was moving the ball very patiently, quickly, but the Owls stuck with a tough defense.
Yeah, and we saw them really shine in the man-to-man, but now doing it in his own defense. Another encouraging sign here early in the season. Franz over to Weinberg, top of the key. Down to Ward and Reese in the corner. Reese pushed out of bounds.
Foul. Foul on Splane.
Splane, yeah. Manning Splane, his first, team second. So Reese inbounds to Ward. And he'll dribble up top. Franz going off in motion off the ball. And Reese collects it on the right side. Here comes Gleason. Her up and under. Wow. And good for two. What a move from Gleason to extend the lead to 5. 8-3 with 4:20 left in the first quarter. Francis tries to go up. And he's fouled on the way.
That one's on Chase Weinberg. Jimmy, his first.
So third team foul.
And Francis at the line. Makes the first free throw. Here goes the second free throw. It's short.
That's tipped out of bounds by Thomas, and it's going to be Owl's ball. Well, I got that out early because felt like I was speaking it in.
I was about to stop you before the ref made his motion. We had a real nice angle on that.
Yes. Yeah, a much nicer angle than just about anyone else on the floor. Here's a three up from Isaiah Fitton, who just entered the game. It goes off to the right side. And now the Terror's out in transition. Francis for three. It's long. Reese trying to battle for the... Wow, tips it out to Franz and right back to Reese. Great ball movement here. Reese drives in, goes up. And it hits the back iron, bounces long. Now we've got Splane driving down left side. Good contact from Gleason. Misses the layup. And Weinberg will chase down the rebound. Outlet pass to Reese. See if the Owls slow it back down here. And they do. Yeah, we're baseline. currently under the Owls hoop. And that tip out by Thomas, I was not sure that it would be seen that way.
Yeah, we saw it, but...
Franz drives in on the left side, but called for a double dribble.
Double dribble.
Not often seen by Jake Franz. Excellent ball handler, but turnover nonetheless. And it's 8-4, Owls lead with 3 minutes, 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Passed over to Splane. He's D'd up by Fitton. Trying to drive inside. Kicks it to Francis. Baseline. Back out to Cousins for three from the corner. It's short. Reese skies for the rebound. And must have been a foul. Did it touch the wire? It might have touched the wire, which is out of bounds.
Okay. There was no foul.
No foul. No, so just a turnover, I guess. They whistled it dead. Maybe could have touched that wire up there, which is out of bounds. They have to inbound from under the hoop. That's what they do. Franz brings it up. Kicked over to Reese on the right side. Reese with a little step back three, just off the mark. And Gleason tries to fight for the rebound there, but ends up going out of bounds in the process. Still 8-4, Bradford leads. Of those 8 points, Gleason with 6 of them. Otto Eldred playing a little catch. Outside the three, and Gleason with the steal. Called for a kick. And
And we have number 10 coming in, Maxton Splane for the Terrors. Meanwhile, for the Owls on the floor, Isaiah Fitton, Jake Franz, AJ Gleason, Chase Weinberg, Talon Reese. The Terrors move the ball around the perimeter. Cousins on the left side over to Francis in the corner. Francis avoids the trap, but throws it right to Franz. Excellent steal there. The Owls, Reese down low to Weinberg, and he's fouled on the floor.
That's a foul on Thomas. His first, the team's third.
So the Owls will inbound under the Terrors basket. Reese looking for the open man, finds Gleason outside the perimeter. He's going to drive in, finds a cutting fit in, but the pass is just a little offline or just a little behind where Fitton was going, and it goes out of bounds. Terrors ball. 2 minutes to play in the first. 8-4, Bradford leads. Cousins to Splane. Back to Cousins. Terrors in their typical home all whites, while the Owls in their away all reds. There's Cousins on the left side. Passed around the perimeter.
Solid defense here once again by the Owls.
Yeah, the Terrors are trying to, they just can't get down low. They keep passing around the perimeter, looking for the man down low. Drive, kick it back out, but nothing doing really. Now here's a drive by Cousins, who pulls up at the elbow. No good. Rebound there by the Terrors. Kicked out to Splane. Splane's going to drive in, and Fitton will be called for a blocking foul.
That'll be Fitton's first foul, the team's fourth.
Francis. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to.
Francis for three from the corner, and that's good as he inbounds, takes it right back, and finds himself the open man on the left corner. And it's 8-7, a one-point game with 1 minute to go in the first. Here's Franz bringing it up for the Owls, who have gone a little bit cold since A.J. Gleason put in those last couple buckets. Pass to the open man. It's Franz from the left side, and it's good for three, and the Owls answer right back. It's 11-7. Now the Terrors here with 33 seconds will most likely hold for one. Francis will drive in, kick it out. No, they throw up the three. It's no good. And Reese with the rebound. 23 seconds to work. The Owls in transition as Franz will slow it down around the perimeter to Fitton on the right side. Back across to Reese. Reese going to drive in on the left side. Up and under move. Layup is good. And it's 13-7 in the final seconds of the first. They do not get the shot off. And the Owls lead by 6 at the end of the first frame. It's 13-7 over the Terrors. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Terror Dome. Bradford Owls basketball currently leading 13-7 over the Terrors. About to start the second quarter of action. And I mean, early, you got to like what you see from the Owls.
Yeah, they've carried over last night's performance and really done well again this evening against certainly a tougher opponent. Both teams here look really good.
Yeah, what the difference has been so far really has been the Owls' ability to get points in the paint, kind of. Gleason's 6 points is the major difference. I mean, it's a 6-point lead. Both teams have a few shots from the outside, from the perimeter. All of the six of the 7 points, rather, from Otto Eldred have come from 2 3-pointers. And the Owls, because of that jump ball earlier in the first quarter, will get possession here to start the second. And it's Lucas Johnson on the floor alongside Jake Franz, Chase Weinberg, A.J. Gleason, and Talon Reese. Weinberg across to Franz up top. Franz takes a high screen from Gleason. Must have been a moving screen.
I believe that's on Gleason. It is.
Yeah, his second.
It's the team's fifth. AJ took a seat, and in comes Brendan Warner to take his place.
The Warner was the star yesterday. Yeah, Reese hits the deck, and on his way, he takes down Ray Thomas. So I think, I mean, yeah, he got called for a foul there. It was, I mean, he fell. He wasn't trying to get into him, but a lot of contact either way. His first and team sixth. Here's Francis from that corner he likes, and it's good for three. Again, that same spot. So 13-10, a little over 7 minutes remaining in the first half. Weinberg picks up his dribble, needs a little help. He's going to find it from Warner, skipped across to Johnson. Reese drives inside, finger roll, and called for the travel.
Called for the travel. I'll tell you, Jimmy, I don't know where all these people are sitting, but they keep filing in.
Yeah, it was already pretty full when we showed up.
Yep.
And nobody's left, certainly. We've seen more people come in than I feel like there's room for. All right. Otto Eldred now working around the perimeter. Francis on the left side, guarded by Warner. Francis comes up to the middle and receives another pass, kicks it out to Splane, to Cousins, and a little weave now working for the Terrors. Francis down to Thomas. Thomas blocked by Weinberg. Collected by Splane. And let's see, foul on Reese there. So that puts the Owls into the 1-1. And it's also Reese's second of the game.
Adam Ward checking back into the game for Talon Reese.
So this was also the problem, the only criticism that we had in the first half yesterday, specifically, well, in the game, really. Yeah. But in the first half specifically, they got themselves pretty close to some foul trouble. Let's see. That's Maxton's playing at the line. He makes his first. That makes it 13-11. Second shot is up. Back iron. Collected by Ward.
Nice hustle by Adam Ward there to get the rebound. He gets a lot of those, and he's one of the smaller guys out there.
Yeah, good hustle. That's a lot of technique, too. That means you got to find your guy, get a box out, slide underneath, whatever you got to do. Weinberg's at the top of the key as the Owls try to maneuver with a couple of their smaller guys on the court. Here's Warner for three, and that's good. Brendan Warner with his first field goal of the game. Makes that one count. It's 16-11. And that's going to be a reach-in foul, I think, on Ward.
That's going to give Ward two fouls. Take the team to their eighth team foul.
Let me make sure, because there was another Owl on the other side, but I think I saw Ward with a reach-in. Yeah. Oh, no. They do have it on Johnson. That's my bad. So Johnson's first. It's a good thing I got it wrong.
It is. We're piling up the fouls here.
Yeah, team eight. But they missed the first of the 1-1, and the Owls collect the rebound. So they do limit the damage here. Still a 5-point lead, 16-11. Fran's going to drive in right side, underneath with the finger roll, and that's good.
I'll tell you, the speed of these kids is very impressive.
Fran's very slick with it underneath there. Somehow went underneath the hand of his defender. And now the Terrors will shift from left to right, trying to break down that zone defense. They find Francis on the right side and swing across from Splane to Shenfield, who just entered the game. Now here's Splane driving in. Layup no good. Weinberg with the rebound. Outlet pass to Johnson. Johnson, little hesitation, drives in. Right side, goes up. He's stuffed, but fouled. And that'll send Johnson to the line for two.
That foul was on Shenfield for Eldred. That's their fourth team foul.
Yeah, half as many.
And Taylor makes the first free throw. Lucas Johnson makes the second free throw as well.
Johnson. Oh, you said, yeah.
I said you're Taylor.
Right. You're right.
Hi,
Johnson. All right, Otto Eldred with it. Currently down by 9, 22-11 with 4:50 to go in the half. Jump stop by Francis, kicks it out to Cousins. Francis takes a long three. It's off the mark, but delivered right to the hands of one of their big men, Caldwell. But he misses the putback, and now the Owls are off and running the other way.
Weinberg is just cleaning up the boards every time down.
Going to work his way into a steak dinner. There's Franz going over to the left with a long two, and that's good. Yeah, and Otto Eldred's going to take a timeout here as they go down by 11, and the Owls are fired up. It is 22-11 with 4:16 left in the first half. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to the Terror Dome, where the Owls have forced an Otto Eldred timeout here as they went on a nice little run and are currently up. They've doubled up the Terrors. It's 22 to 11, an 11-point lead. However, they have found themselves in a bit of foul trouble. 18 fouls to the Terrors 4. 4:16 to play here in the first half. The Owls currently led by Jake Franz, who has 7 points on the night. And again, just like yesterday, spread up and down the score sheet. The Owls get their production in several ways. Here's Francis with a nice little turnaround. And that's good for two. Cuts the lead to 9. We've got Warner in the corner, back across. And now Johnson with a finger roll from the left side. No good. Called.
2 shots.
For the blocking foul.
Number.
I think on Thomas?
No. Number 3, I believe.
Yeah, you're right. That'll be Francis.
Francis. Lucas Johnson will be at the line for 2.
Yeah, he just made his last 2. Now 3 in a row. Back up to a double-digit lead, 23-13, with a chance for one more. And that one's good as well.
Owls have stuck with this 2-3 defense all night, working pretty well.
Yeah, so far so good. Now here's Francis. They are trying to find Francis in the middle of that little soft spot. It worked last time. This time he misses, but is fouled and will go to the line.
Looks like the second foul on Chase Weinberg. And the team's 9th. Owls with 3 players with 2 fouls. Weinberg, Gleason, and Reese.
Francis sinks his first to cut it back to a 10-point game.
Senior Greg Tyler just checked into the game. For the Owls.
And there's the second mate as well. 24-15. And now a little bit of pressure here as the Owls inbound. Bears put on the press. Here's Warner from the top of the key. Kicks it over to Johnson. Back to Warner. He puts up the three, and that's good. Brendan Warner with his second three-pointer of the game. And it's back up to a 12-point lead, 27-15. Francis tries to answer back from the left, and that's good. Landon Francis carrying the Terrors here. And a tipped pass will go out of bounds and will remain Owls basketball. So the lead down to 9 here, 27-18. And that's coming the other way. I totally missed it, but I think somebody got called for a trip.
Looks like it's Greg Tyler. That's the first on him. And the team's 10th.
Yeah, entered the game about 30 seconds of playtime, got his first foul as well. The Terrors trying to cut into this lead now. They've got it at single digits. Francis with it. Going to kick it over to Splain for three, and he cashes that one for his first of the night. And it's down to a six-point lead. And now here's a steal. Cousins comes away with it. Hands it off to Francis. The Owls need to come away with either a turnover or a clean rebound. Instead, it's Cousins with another three. And it's a three-point ball game, down to one possession, 27-24 with 1:51 left in the first half. The Owls to Warner, driving down. Was trying to pass over to Franz.
Foul on Otto.
Yeah.
Underneath number 14, Shenfield. His second. The crowd's not very happy with that one.
No, they thought they were getting a steal. And here's a 30-second timeout from Coach Benardi. And we will take a timeout with him. 1:46 left in the first half. 27-24, Owls lead over the Terrors. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry. Offers end November 30th. Toyota. Let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Terror Dome. Bradford Owls basketball, 27-24. The Owls lead by three over the Terrors in the championship game of the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament. 1:46 to go in the first half. Here's your inbound. Franz over to Ward. Finds Reese in the corner. Reese going to drive inside. Tough layup. No call. And Splain is off and running. Thomas for the Terrors. Falls down but keeps his dribble. Has to avoid the travel call. Kicks it back out. Now Francis around the perimeter. Jump stop by Splain and a travel.
Travel on Splain. Yeah, the Owls are going to inbound under their basket. 27-24 with a minute 23 to go in the first half. Little pressure applied here. Three-quarter court by Otto. A.J. Gleason back in the game. Nice pass underneath to Adam Ward, who was fouled.
I think by Shenfield. I think that's going to pick up his third.
Number.
We'll see. But it does put the Owls into the... Oh, number 12. No. Thomas.
First foul or second foul on Thomas.
But it does put... it is the seventh team, so it'll put the Owls into the 1-1 bonus.
Adam Ward will be at the line here shooting 1-1. And he misses the front end. Rebounded by Otto.
A little back and forth here on the left side for the Terrors. And Ward trying to come away with the steal. Loose ball picked up by Weinberg. Handed off to Franz. Franz off and running. He's got Gleason in front of him. Going to drive inside himself. Tough layup. Bounces out.
Blocking foul. Two shots.
Draws the foul. Boy, that almost fell. The shot, I mean.
Yes, it did. Very creative moves by France.
Yeah, a little bit of a double clutch as he drives kind of into the traffic and then double clutched around.
So France at the line for two. Misses the first. Checking back into the game is Talon Reese and Brendan Warner for the Owls.
But right now, Reese, Isaiah Fitton, Jake Franz, Brendan Warner, and Chase Weinberg.
The second free throw is good for France.
So up to 28-24 with 45 seconds to go in the half. Here's Cousins for the Terrors on the left side, looking for Francis at the top of the key. Francis going to drive in, pump fake, kick it out. Got nothing there. And I believe a violation there as he just held the ball too long. Didn't have any options.
30 seconds left in the first half. Owls lead by four. France is at the top of the key. Here goes France on the drive. He got it tipped away.
Warner's hot. He makes it.
Three.
His third three-pointer of the game. He's currently 3-for-3 from deep. Francis tries to answer back, and he does. And that is the end of the first half. We've got ourselves a game. Right now, a four-point contest. It is 31-27. The Owls cling on to that lead. Now, remember, at one point, they had built it up to about 13 points. At least 11 points, I think 13. But right now, it sits at four as both teams head into the locker room of the championship game of the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament. Again, Owls 31, Otto Eldred 27. We'll take a quick break and count up the points and stats and be right back with our halftime show. It's Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
Becoming a Toyota Certified Used Vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry. Offers end November 30th. Toyota. Let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
On the internet, there are tons of special networking websites, but one stands apart. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. Did you know in the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant? If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, please Visit matchingdonors.com.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the old post office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome to the halftime show for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Here from the championship game of the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament at the Terror Dome with the hosting Otto Eldred Terrors currently trailing to your Bradford Owls 31-27. And let's see exactly how we got to that. It looks like Otto Eldred was going to be in control there for a little bit early. The Owls did rally back and took their first lead of the night a couple minutes into the contest, very similar to yesterday, game one against Eisenhower. And then from there, they were mostly in command until the last few minutes of the second quarter. They end the first quarter with a score of 13-10, just a slim three-point lead. And then at one point, that lead balloons out to 11, and Otto Eldred calls a timeout to try to reset. The Owls build that up to about 13, and then Otto Eldred starts to battle back, claw back into it on the back of Landon Francis, who has really been a force here for the Terrors through the first half, and no mention of foul trouble for him as he only picked up one. That was the Owls' big problem, though, through the first half, was they picked up 10 team fouls, so they're going to come in here to the second half, three players with two fouls, and one, two, three, four with one foul. But they do go into halftime again, up 31-27, as the Terrors were able to battle back into it. Francis, though, leading Otto Eldred with 17 points. Austin Cousins throwing in 6 points. Manning Splain with three, and Maxton Splain with one. And why don't you give us our scores for the Owls, James?
The Owls are led tonight so far by Brendan Warner. He's 3-for-3 from the three-point line. He's got 9 points. Jake France has 8 points. A.J. Gleason with six. He had all those early. He was on fire. Lucas Johnson with four, and Talon Reese with four.
I was going to say real quick, interesting how that breaks up. You got a couple of guys with just three-pointers, Brandon Warner with three threes, and you got Lucas Johnson with four free throws. So they're really, really getting it from kind of playing to their strengths, maybe, whatever the case, but they're getting it from all ends.
It really looked like when Weinberg had to go to the bench with a foul trouble, Otto just came charging back.
He is the difference maker in that zone defense. When he had to take to the bench, as you mentioned, Otto started to find a little bit of a soft spot. They started running Francis right in the middle of the paint, and he got a few points from there, picked up a foul from there, where he was able to get two from the line. And they also just used that to try to collapse in, and then they'd kick out, you know, to Cousins, who would get a look at a three-pointer from there. So, yeah, I think the defensive presence of Chase Weinberg really has been a big difference. So hopefully he can stay out of the foul trouble, stay on the floor.
Yeah, the defense has been good. Those Francis is just hot, hot from the outside.
Yeah.
He's on fire.
Yeah. Landon Francis has really been a producer for the last few years, but now as a senior, what is he this year? I don't have it down, but last year he was the same way. And this year, I think, he's probably put on a couple of inches, as these kids do in the summer times. And he's really, really a great producer, for the Terrors. Couple minutes left to go here in halftime, so we're going to take one more quick break, and we'll be back with the third quarter of action as the Owls trying to come away with a win over the hosting Terrors for the championship game of the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament. Currently 31-27 at halftime. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to the Terror Dome. This is James Patrick alongside Jimmy Kelts. The second half has just gotten underway. Otto Eldred has possession. The Owls are staying in their 2-3 defense. We'll get to the lineups here momentarily. Second half starting lineup.
Weinberg with a big block.
I'll tell you, his presence underneath is very, very good. Here comes France with the ball. Over to Reese on the wing. Reese dribbling around the top. Back to France. Back to Reese. Over to Brendan. A.J. Gleason from the corner. Rebound by Thomas for Eldred.
Yeah, it was a good look for Gleason. Unfortunately, though, just off.
Eldred working the ball around, being very...
Oh. Cousins for three. That's long.
Oh, Thomas skies for a rebound. Andy's five. Andy's got one. I believe...
Yeah, Thomas got up for that one, fought for it, and that's going to send Weinberg right back to the bench.
That one hurts. Third on Weinberg, and the first team foul the second half. Thomas for one free throw. He misses. A.J. Gleason with a rebound. France bringing it up across half court.
They do keep Weinberg in for now. Go ahead.
France for three. Rebounded by Reese. Reese underneath. His pivot foot shuffled and he moved or traveled.
Yeah, Reese not happy about the call. Gleason trying to pick him up a little bit.
We're still 31 for your Owls, 29 for the Terrors. 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Terrors working it around the outside. Shot there from the corner. And it's out of bounds, and it's off of Eldred.
Yeah, Thomas and Gleason going back and forth on that rebound. And Thomas ends up going out of bounds. Ball last touches him, so the Owls would take possession.
Reese from three. He drains it. Talon Reese opens the scoring for the Owls in the second half. Otto moving the ball around the perimeter. A long three. Comes up short. Reese with the rebound. It was taken away. Otto's got the ball again. Another long three. That's good.
Yeah, can't give them too many attempts at that.
That's Cousins again from three.
Too many shooters. They will eventually make one of them. On the floor is Brendan Warner, Jake Franz, Chase Weinberg, A.J. Gleason, and Talon Reese.
France with a drive. He switched hands underneath, just off the iron. Here comes the Terrors.
Block, or a charge, rather.
Charge.
Good job by Brendan Warner to get set up. Charge called on Cousins.
Very good position for Brendan Warner. The Owls are going to take it out under the basket. Almost stolen there. A little pressure applied by Otto. France out at half court. Warner for three.
It's his first missed three all night. And Gleason trying to fight for the rebound, but Thomas had him boxed out, and it goes out of bounds on the Owls. 34-32, 5 minutes to go in the third. Thomas with it on the right side, down low to Francis. He's going to kick it out to Cousins for three, and that's good. And the Terrors take the lead. 35-34, a one-point lead for Otto Eldred. Franz trying to direct traffic. Reese takes a high screen from Weinberg over to Franz for three, and that short bounces twice. Tipped up and recovered by Cousins.
Eldred bringing it up across half court. We've got a ball game now, Jimmy.
Yeah, they've all rallied all the way back from that 13-point deficit. Now with a one-point lead, and the Terrors with possession look to extend that. Up top to Splane for three, and he sinks it. Yeah, and there's a timeout for the Owls as a two-possession lead in favor of Otto Eldred, 38-34 over the Owls with 3:46 in the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back at the Terror Dome here. Marching band took over during the break. 38-34. Otto Eldred leads over Bradford. They have rallied all the way back from that double-digit deficit to take a four-point lead. They're currently on an 11-3 run since the start of the second half.
Jimmy, I'm showing the Eldred Terrors here with they've got 10 three-pointers.
Wow.
For 30 of their 38 points.
That's wild.
They're deadly from behind the line with three or four guys that can really drain them.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. That's wild, huh? Live and die by the three. Right now, living by it. On the floor for the Owls is Brendan Warner. Chase Weinberg goes out of bounds on Thomas. Good call there by the ref, who was behind Thomas, but got it right there. A.J. Gleason, Jake Franz, and Talon Reese. Hopefully Weinberg can stay on the floor for a little while as he finds himself with three fouls. Warner to Gleason at the left elbow. And he kicks it out to Franz. Franz is going to send one over to the left and try to give it to Reese on the right. Reese finds Gleason cutting up and under, and Gleason draws the foul.
Nice pass. Nice hesitation by Gleason to draw the foul. He got Thomas elevated.
Yeah, Gleason with a really nice cut there to make that, to get in that position, to get underneath Thomas.
That's three fouls on Thomas. He'll have to leave the game, and in comes number four, Caldwell.
Meantime, Gleason sinks the first free throw. Misses the second. Reese trying to gun down for the rebound, and Gleason picks up the loose ball.
Gleason was fouled.
Good hustle there.
Very good hustle by Gleason. Fighting for that rebound. He got position and was fouled.
And that one on Francis, his second, team third. Gleason from the top of the key driving in, and it's slapped out of bounds, but going to be Otto Eldred ball. So 38-35, Terrors lead, 3 minutes to go in the third.
Explain, bringing it up court. Terrors working it around the outside. Splain to Cousins. Back to Splain. Back to Shenfield in the corner. Rebounded by Reese. Reese on the breakaway. And good hustle by
Shenfield
to come back and knock it out of bounds. Be the Owls inbound and under the basket.
Yeah, Reese collects a long rebound there and tries to go coast to coast, but Shenfield, who he got the rebound from. Wow, and the inbound goes out of bounds, and it's called off on Franz.
Francis for Eldred caused that. He put some pressure in there. He may have tipped it, and then France went off France.
Gleason's going to head to the bench here for Isaiah Fitton, and Ward also comes into the game. Adam Ward. 2.5 minutes. Left in the third. Cousins picks up his dribble, looking for Francis down low, and that's a reach-in foul on Ward.
Ward second, and the team second. Otto's inbounding under the basket.
Francis looking. He's going to have to throw it to the backcourt here to get rid of it.
Stolen by Weinberg. Good hustle by Weinberg. Steal the inbounds pass. Talon up top. Adam Ward. Back to Reese. Reese. Back to Ward. Off to France. Near half court. Owls being patient here. Looking for the open man. Ward in the corner. Back out to Talon. Weinberg up on top. Here comes Jake France.
Creating a tough lane. Just misses, and OE comes up with the rebound. Cousin puts up a three, and that's good. He's automatic from deep. And it's 41-35, minute and a half in the third.
These guys for Eldred just camp out behind the line, and if they're open, it's usually in.
Yeah, it's a tough way
there
to play.
You go. Nice pass underneath from France to Weinberg, who lays it in.
Yeah, need Weinberg involved. Those are his first 2 points of the game. but he's been in so much foul trouble. Makes it 41-37, so a four-point lead for the Terrors. 1 minute to go in the third. Kicked out to Cousins for three. This one bounces off the back of the top of the backboard, and that'll be out of bounds on the Terrors.
41-37. Owls will be inbounding. 54 seconds to go. Hopefully they can cut into this little lead. Talon reaches the ball across the half court. Out to Adam Ward. Ward gets it to France.
France to Fitton.
Fitton, jumper.
Nice job, Isaiah Fitton, who goes into the lane, little jump stop, and from 4 feet out, there's another three. This one's short. Splane gets his own rebound.
Timeout, Otto Eldred.
Yeah, Terrors timeout there as they hang on to this two-point lead. They want to draw up a play for the last 23 seconds. 23 seconds remaining in the third quarter, so we'll just keep it here. The band heard me say that. The band heard me say, oh, you will, huh? 41-39, the Terrors hanging on to the two-point lead. 23 seconds left in the third. And Coach Derek Francis for the Terrors drawing up his final possession of the quarter. As the Owls, you know, hung on to a large lead. The Terrors were able to claw back into it before the half. But when they retook that lead, they, you know, it's been automatic from three, except for the last, literally the last two possessions. And their defense has really been overpowering here in the second half.
Yeah, the Owls have been, well, they're, you know, it's only a two-point game still.
Right, right. Well, they slowed down significantly point-wise here in the third. As they put up 13 in the first quarter, they put up another 18 in the second quarter. And so far here in the third, you know, we'll see if they get another possession. But right now with
7?
Eight points total in the third quarter.
Otto's got the ball. Top of the key. Off to the wing. Down underneath. Blocked by Weinberg. Ward away with the rebound. 10 seconds left. Ward across half court. Out to France. France drives.
Wow.
Lays it in. 1 second left. We have a tie ball game headed to the fourth quarter, folks.
What a play by Jake France to end the third as he creates that all by himself. He goes with the pump fake to get one man off his feet, drives inside, goes head to head against the man down low and just double clutches to come away with a tough rebound. Ties up the game 41 all heading into the final frame. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
For great child care, who can you trust? ABC Grow With Me Child Care on Mechanic Street have made it a point to ensure your child's development is their number one priority. Their caring and skilled instructors will help you reach your child's milestone goals. Every child is special, and it's their objective to make them feel that way. Now hiring, call 814-596-0072 to apply or to enroll your child. ABC Grow With Me Child Care, 70 Mechanic Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Interesting finish, my friend.
Back to the Terror Dome for the fourth quarter of Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Two very similarly built, evenly matched teams. And 8 minutes to decide a victor. It's a clean slate here as we're all tied up 41-41. The Owls will start with possession. And right now, three team fouls for the Terrors, two team fouls for the Owls. If they have really cleaned up that foul trouble from earlier, had 10 in the first half, and now working with two. Brand's going to take a high screen from Weinberg. And Weinberg puts it in.
Jake's going to say that was a pass to France.
Good assist. Great assist.
To Weinberg. His shot came up quite a bit short. Weinberg was in position. And that's a travel on Thomas. Owls ball with a two-point lead here in the fourth quarter.
So a good start here early in the quarter for Bradford as they go up 43-41 and then get possession back. Full court, man-to-man press. Well, they back off now after the inbound.
Johnson, Reese, Weinberg, France,
and Fitton.
And Fitton on the floor for the Owls.
Fitton going to drive
Fitton
in.
Down
tough.
The lane, gets a foul on Caldwell. Toronto. Fitton will have two shots coming up.
Yeah, creates that lane and a lot of bumping down low. And the first one with a nice shooter's touch for Isaiah Fitton. Hits a couple spots on the rim and finally drops in. He'll shoot one more. Looks like Lucas Johnson has entered the game for the Owls. The second shot is also good. And it's a four-point lead for Bradford. Francis drives in. Left side layup no good. He's fouled. That might be on Reese.
It looks like it is on Reese. That'll be his third and the team's third. Two shots here for Francis. And he drains the first one. It's like Francis took the third quarter off.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
And he makes the second one. Two-point lead for the Owls. 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
There's the pressure from the Terrors.
The Owls break the pressure. France passing the ball around the key, around the three-point line. Fitton in the corner. Back out to Johnson. Here goes Talon.
Off Talon's foot out of bounds.
Talon's foot out of bounds. Eldridge ball. 45-43, your Owls lead. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. The Owls stay back in the 2-3 zone. Yep. Otto's passing around outside, trying to find the open man. Francis out to Splain.
And it drops. So
Splain for three.
And it's a 1-point Otto lead, 46-45, with just under 6 minutes to go in the game. Just Fitton down low. Go ahead, James. That means cut you off.
Well, Fitton down low. Back out to Johnson. Weinberg, three-point line. Talon up top. Talon back to Fitton. Tried to give and go. Wasn't there. Talon underneath the Weinberg. Very
wow.
Nice. Weinberg lays it in. Good ball movement. Found the open man. Easy layup. The Owls take a 1-point lead. There's a foul on Johnson.
Little blocking
the
foul
Owls.
There as Francis goes baseline. And it's going to be the second on Lucas Johnson. And it'll be the team fourth. But, yeah, great job there on that last possession from Weinberg. And now there's a blocking foul on France. His first.
That's France's first foul. The fifth team foul, though.
As the Owls on that last possession, you know, got back to a little bit more patient. They ran a couple of give-and-goes and a couple of high screens, pick-and-rolls, and just wasn't there, waited, kept setting it up, and finally they found Weinberg down low. Now here's Cousins for an open three, long off the rim. Weinberg with the rebound.
It was
stolen
from Weinberg, but then dribbled on the end line. A.J. Gleason's checked back into the game for Lucas Johnson.
So on the floor is Jake Franz, Talon Reese, Jace Weinberg, A.J. Gleason, Isaiah Fitton. out of bounds on Thomas. And it'll stay Owls ball.
Lucas Johnson coming back in the game now for Fitton. Owls basketball, 4.5 minutes to go, 1-point lead. Reese going to inbound it from under the basket. Into Weinberg under the hoop, who is fouled and have two shots coming up.
Fouled by Cousins for his second, team fifth. I believe. Yeah. So Weinberg at the line.
I'll tell you, all these free throws are going to be very crucial already.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's long off the back iron. So Weinberg will take one more shot. Owls hanging on to a 1-point lead, 47-46, and that one rolls out.
That was
good
short.
Box out by Francis as Reese had a lane to it, but Francis stepped in front.
Pressure applied by Reese.
Yeah, there's a blocking foul on him, too.
And that's Reese's fourth foul with 4:24 to play.
That's going to be a problem, James.
It is. Adam Ward checks into the game for Talon Reese.
Also the sixth team foul. Next one puts Otto Eldred into the 1-1 bonus. Here's the inbound to Cousins. 47-46, Owls lead, 4:20 to play.
Otto's working the ball around the perimeter. Cousins underneath two.
Yeah, might have got away with Splane. A travel there.
Splane lays it in.
Yeah, Maxton Splane.
Johnson and brings it up. The Terriers now lead 48-47, 3:45 to go. Weinberg on the outside. Ward up top. Over to France. France trying to make things happen, and he gets fouled, gets himself to the line.
Heavy traffic. France somehow hung onto that ball after it was pretty much knocked away from him, but he caught it before it got away from his body and was able to still put up a shot. Hits the rim, but will go to the line for two. That foul was on Manning Splane, his second.
And Reese makes the first. France makes the first free throw.
So a tie game right now with 3:35 to play, 48-48. The Owls try to retake the lead. Franz sinks it. About as center cut as you could get. Franz is going to bring it up for the Terriers. Hands it off to Cousins. Back to Francis. Driving baseline. Kicks it out. Playing to Cousins for three. And that's off the glass. Bank is open on a Saturday evening. 51-49, Terriers lead.
3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. 51-49, Otto.
Great give and go there by Weinberg and Reese, or Franz, but it's tipped and stolen by the Terriers.
Otto working the ball around.
That's a travel.
There's a travel. Going to be Owls basketball, down by two. 2.5 minutes to go. Yeah. Reese comes in the game again for Adam Ward.
Francis doesn't like the travel call, but I see that so often. The kids learn to jump stop, that jump stop maneuver. If they land 1-2, it's a travel. You have to land both feet at the same time if you land 1 foot in front of the other. Just the smallest difference.
Talon Reese playing with four fouls. Weinberg down low. Shot off the iron. Rebounded by Brendan Warner.
Nice offensive board. Now Franz with a circus shot. Hits the deck.
That's a foul on Splane. His first. The team sixth.
On Maxton Splane, number 10. Yeah.
Number zero. France with two free throws. drains the first one. Adam Ward checks back into the game for Brendan Warner.
It's a one-point contest. 51-50, Otto Eldred leads with 2:07 to play. Second shot for Franz is also drained. So he's made his last five in a row from the line.
Jimmy, they called it off. I believe a lane violation.
Wow.
They called it off.
I mean, that very well could be a difference maker.
But
no, they did not call it off.
Well,
we're tied up 51 all.
We're tied up, unless, and they called a foul. Otto's going to be at the line for a one and
for
one.
A one and one. So the foul's on Weinberg. It's his fourth.
Little confusion there.
Very much so. I have no idea what just happened.
I saw him blow the whistle and point at Weinberg, yeah. So I thought he was a lane violation.
Now it just got real quiet in here. We're either taking a timeout. Yeah, full timeout here. All right, tied up 51-51. I believe we're at the Terrors going to the line when we come back with 2:07 to play. Radford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Becoming a Toyota certified used vehicle starts with passing a 160-point inspection to ensure nothing but the highest quality vehicle. And for a limited time, Love Toyota has great low financing deals on certified used Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, Highlanders, and Tacomas. Not all buyers will qualify for special APR financing from Toyota. See your dealer for details. The best new cars make the best used cars. Hurry. Offers end November 30th. Toyota. Let's go places.
Love Toyota Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports. The new B107.5 FM.
WESB Bradford.
We are back to the Terror Dome for the final 2:07 of the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament Championship game, where the Owls and Otto Eldred Terrors are currently tied 51 all. However, the Terrors currently at the line with a 1-1 for Francis. But you just had a take on why the 1-1, or even just being in the bonus at all, is actually a good thing here for the Owls late.
Yeah, most of the Eldred points have been three-pointers. I think they're at 12 or 13 three-pointers now.
That's wild.
It's kind of crazy that they're all threes.
Francis drains the first for another Terrors lead, and the second as well. 53-51 as we tick down to about 2 minutes to play.
Weinberg brings it across half court. Weinberg playing with four fouls. Talon Reese playing with four fouls.
Reese takes a high screen from Weinberg. Rolls back off of it. Drives in. Hits Weinberg at the elbow. Elbow pump fake. And blocked and stolen by Cousins. The Terrors with the two-point lead and possession, 53-51 with a minute 30 to play.
Looks like they're going
to
slow it down a little bit, and just when we say that, they'll probably launch a three.
Yeah.
I think they are going to take some time here.
I mean, that would be the move. But they also, I thought they were going to hold for one at the end of one of the quarters, and they drove right into the basket. Ah, and there's a reach in on Franz. As Manning Splain draws the foul. Franz, though, in no real trouble, just picks up his second. But he does give the Owls 18 fouls.
I believe that was intentional, unintentional.
Right.
With the lead, Eldred was going to take a lot of time off the clock. Splain makes the first free throw. And now it's a three-point lead for Eldred. 1:17 to go in the game.
The back end of the 1-1. And that one's short.
Rebounded by Weinberg. The Owls down by three with the ball. 1:10 to go in the game.
Warner to Reese to Franz. Reese steps up to the three-pointer. Back to Warner on the left side. Back to Franz up top.
Now we just hit the one-minute mark.
Franz going to come in. High screen from Gleason. Over to Weinberg. And Warner on the right side. Back to Franz, but he loses it. However, Reese is able to chase it down. Reese is going to drive in, spin off his defender, kick it out to Warner. Warner to Gleason, calling for a cut. Nothing there.
40 seconds left.
And a timeout called.
Coach Gennardi took a timeout. Full timeout.
About 39 seconds of playing time, and that 39 seconds might take a while. So we'll take a timeout with them. 54 to 51, Otto Eldred leads. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
WESB Sports.
Back to the Terror Dome. And that band doing their job tonight for sure. And it sounds really nice in this open ceiling gym. 54-51, Terrors lead, 39 seconds to go. The Owls will inbound under the OE basket. Goes to Franz. Franz puts up a three quickly. And it's good.
It.
Tie game, 54-54.
Timeout by Otto Eldred. 32.8 seconds left. Tied at 54.
What a shot by Franz. I mean, didn't even really get set. Caught the ball.
It almost looked like he was trying to get fouled, shooting the three.
A little bit. We've got a sucker on the floor as a blow pop rolls out. A blow pop on the court. There we are. Oh, you can rinse that sucker off. It'd be all right. Tied up. 54 all. And yeah, Franz collected that one and immediately put it up. I mean, he had one foot in front of the other. It's, you know, very much not his normal shooting stance, but makes it look easy as it drails the back iron and in. And just as Bernardi wanted a timeout to draw up his play to tie the game, Coach Francis now takes his timeout to draw up the play to try to take the lead back. 32.8 seconds to go. Thomas will inbound for the Terrors.
Looks like the Owls are going to go back. Just get set in their defense.
Adam Ward back in. Talon Reese, A.J. Gleason, Chase Weinberg, Jake Franz. Francis brings it up for the Terrors. Towards the right side.
Terrors look like they're going to wait for the last shot. Francis is out at half court, just dribbling.
Down to 12 seconds now. So now
Otto took another timeout.
Another timeout, yeah. So they'll basically draw up the inbound, I believe.
10.6 seconds left. We're tied at 54.
Going to keep it here through the timeout as, I mean, they'll intend this to be the last possession of the game.
Indeed. What a game, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's been a great contest either way. The Owls really showed a lot as they went on that early run, built up their lead, and then Otto Eldred, you know, showed the fortitude to claw back.
The foul trouble's been really,
yeah,
it was a bit of a challenge last night and certainly tonight.
Very much a difference maker here tonight, yeah.
Currently two players with four fouls, Weinberg and Reese. They're both on the floor with Gleason, Ward, and France.
So Splane, Manning Splane going to inbound to Francis. Francis up at the top of the key, 9 seconds. Back over to Splane. Back to Francis. He's going to drive inside, kick it out to Shenfield. Shenfield up top to Cousins. Back for three, and it's off the mark. We're going to overtime. It's tied up 54-54 at the end of regulation. And the play did not culminate. And I don't believe that was the way he drew it up, but well, we've got 4 minutes on the clock.
It was a beautiful open look from the corner.
I think he wanted it.
they've been draining them the whole game.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So we're going to go to overtime.
A 4 minute overtime period will be had. This is Brad Powell's basketball on WESB Sports.
basketball excitement on WESB Sports is brought to you all season long by the WESB Winner's Circle of Sponsors. Participants include Toyota Certified Used Cars at Love Toyota of Bradford, 880 East Main Street, and ABC Grow With Me Child Care, Mechanic Street in Bradford, wishing best of luck to the Owls and Lady Owls basketball teams. If you're in need of child care, visit ABC Grow With Me on Facebook. Winner Circle sponsors helping make this basketball broadcast possible.
WESB Sports.
All right, back to Otto Eldrick for overtime. We're tied up 54 all, 4 minutes on the clock.
Remember, for as wild as the scoring was, and the Owls took a rather large lead in the second quarter, they were only up by four going into halftime. Then Otto Eldred came back. We ended the third quarter tied 41 all. So they each put up 13 points in the fourth. Here's the opening tip handled by the Terrors. Francis with it. Remember all the foul trouble that the Owls currently playing with. Weinberg and Reese currently on the floor with four fouls.
Thomas for Eldred has three fouls. That's their only player with three.
And he is also on the floor. Here's Splane to Cousins, cross court to Shenfield for three, and that's good. Rattles around, but drops. And that's his first bucket of the game here in overtime, 57-54. Reese going to drive in, left side. Kicks it back out to Weinberg. To Gleason, drives in, has a lane. It goes in and out, and Francis collects the board. Gleason almost had a nice look there underneath. Couldn't get it to fall. Here's Splane from the top of the key over to Francis, right side. Francis D'd up by Adam Ward. Handed off to Splane. Back to Francis now on the left. Pump fake by Splane. Cross back up to Francis and over to Splane again. Now Francis drives left side.
Blocked.
And blocked by Gleason, but called for a foul, and he does not like the call.
He blocked the shot, but his momentum carried him into the shooter.
Yeah, he was coming from so far away.
Yep.
But he did cover that ground quickly and indeed got a piece of the ball, but a little too much body afterwards. Remember, 57-54. So Otto Eldred here looking to build on the lead, but Francis misses the first.
That's a third foul on Gleason. One more shot here for Francis. 3-point lead for Otto. 2.5 minutes to go.
And he sinks the second. So a 4-point lead, 58-54 rather. The Owls with 2.5 minutes to go and a 4-point deficit. Franz brings it up. Going to get a high screen from Weinberg. Drives in, left side. Layup is waved off. And Franz will be shooting a 1-1. Foul on the floor on Francis, his third. So now the foul trouble starting to mount up for the Terrors as well. Timeout here, I think from Bernardi.
I believe it was the Owls. Looks like Adam Ward's going to check back into the game as well.
And we'll keep it here for now as the Owls in a tight one here. It's the championship game of the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament, the annual holiday tournament here in Duke Center. And the Owls, with their second game of the season, won the first game of the tournament against Eisenhower 67-40. Led this game by double digits in the first half. Now find themselves down by four, 58-54, with 2:22 left to play in overtime.
I don't think France has hit the rim yet on a free throw attempt. So. No,
not for a while, anyways. And that remains as he sinks the first. Yeah. That one hits the rim, but the shooter's touch rolls it in.
Okay, the Owls are going to apply pressure on the inbound. Full court press.
58-56, 2:17 to go. Weinberg and Ward going for the trap. Otto Eldred breaks it. Thomas down to the corner to Shenfield. Shenfield back to Thomas. They swing the other way. And Splane's going to take it to the top of the key and try to go to work on A.J. Gleason.
2 minutes left in overtime.
Hand it off to Francis. The Owls staying in man here? Yes.
They are.
So Ward, and now pass back off to Francis. So Gleason is going to cover Francis. And Ward working on Splane while Franz takes on Cousins. Francis drives in on Gleason.
Weinberg with a rebound. Layup.
Weinberg comes down with it.
Minute and a half to go.
Nice work defensively there for Gleason as he picks up the tough assignment. Here's Franz driving in. Left side. Circus shot. No good. Thomas with the rebound. And a travel. That was a lot of Jake Franz after the miss, getting hands on the ball as Thomas tried.
Thomas got the rebound.
To get rid of it.
France immediately attempted the steal, which caused Thomas to travel.
And Warner comes back on the floor for Ward.
And Talon Riesel inbound underneath the basket. The Owls down by two.
Weinberg loses it. Jump ball, I believe, unless somebody got a timeout. Timeout
John
called to Bradford.
Bradford got timeout. So it'll be Bradford's ball coming out of the timeout. Good hustle by Weinberg. It got tipped away, but he got back to fight for it.
Nice job by Bernardi as well to see the player in trouble, get the timeout in. And we'll take a quick timeout. 1:14 to play. 2-point lead for Otto Eldred, 58-56. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Back to overtime at the Terror Dome, coming out of the Owls' timeout as Bernardi saves the jump ball there, and the Owls maintain possession. 58-56, Otto Eldred leads with 1:14 to go in overtime. Jake Franz will inbound. Brandon Warner, Talon Reese, Chase Weinberg, and A.J. Gleason on the floor. And Warner will chase this one down.
Okay, Warner brings it up over half court. We approach 1 minute left in overtime. Jake France driving back out.
Oh, no.
Weinberg. That's an over and back.
Yeah, the pass went over the head of Weinberg. He tried to gun it down, but stepped over the line as he jumped for the ball.
And Adam Ward comes back in for Warner.
Terrors possession as we tick down inside of a minute. And I don't think they got the violation there. I think maybe a timeout was called before.
Timeout.
Yeah, timeout for the Terrors. Yeah, I got close there as they were struggling trying to get in the ball. They eventually did, but the timeout was already called. And a 2-point lead, the Terrors are clinging to 58-56. Otto has 8 team fouls and a couple of players playing with 3. Most importantly for them, Landon Francis playing with 3. Ray Thomas playing with 3. But the Owls have 2 players playing with 4. That'd be Talon Reese and Chase Weinberg. 2 starters in. 4 fouls apiece. 19 fouls. Next one will put Otto into the double bonus.
Both those players have been playing a long time here with four fouls.
Yeah, quite a while.
It hasn't stopped their hustle.
No.
They've been fortunate to stay out of the fifth foul.
Yeah, credit to the players and credit to Coach Bernardi for, you know, keeping them, making that decision to keep them in.
Looks like Otto's going to inbound here at midcourt, 56 seconds to go. Adam Ward, Talon Reese, France, Weinberg, and Gleason on the court for your Owls.
Inbound to Thomas and back to Splain. Splain gets a little lane, but they'll hold it. Kick it back off to Francis. Francis going to dribble from left light. The Owls are back into the zone. And I think a reach in on Ward.
Ward tried for the steal there. Called for the reach. That's his third foul. And the team's 10th.
So a double bonus. They'll shoot two from here on out. Will the Terrors. 58-56, 38.1 seconds left. Manning Splain at the line for two. The first one hits the inside of the rim, bounces around and drops.
Warner checks back in the game for Adam Ward. Looks like they're alternating offense for defense.
Yeah, yeah. And the second one gets the shooter's touch as well, as they turn that into a four-point lead, 60-56 with 34 seconds remaining. Franz brings the ball up, directs traffic. Franz looking for Reese on the left, right side. High screen from Weinberg. Handed off to Warner. Warner almost lost it, but collects it, gives it back to Weinberg. Reese at the top of the key. The Owls need to make a move here. Reese drives in, off the glass, no good. And the Terrors get the rebound. That's going to start the foul game. And that signals the beginning of the end here in overtime.
Fouls on France, and I believe Thomas will be shooting.
Yeah, I think so.
No. Looks like Francis will be at the line.
Oh, I thought Thomas had the ball. Well, Francis at the line as he's just about automatic. Yeah, he missed one earlier in overtime, but other than that, he's made 6 of 6 before. In regulation, he was 6 for 6.
And that gives them a six-point lead.
8 seconds to go. Franz going to have to chuck up a three, and it's short. Francis will get it, and that'll be the end of the game.
Otto Eldred comes away with a big win. The Owls in the championship game of the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament, of which they host. So this is quite a reception for the victorious Terrors. The band goes, the cheerleaders go, the crowd goes, and the overtime win. Roll call victory. Again, final score 62-56. Pause,
take about a 2-minute break as they will go and announce the award winners, the tournament MVP, the all-tournament team, and we'll come back and tally up the stats and give our final thoughts. The Owls again fall to Otto Eldred, 62-56 in game two of the year, and now 1-1 on the season. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Toyota Certified Used Vehicles at Love Toyota of Bradford, Devin Kloss State Farm, ABC Grow With Me, and WR Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Devin Kloss State Farm at the Old Post Office in Bradford. Let Devin and her team of professionals help you find the best rates on insurance. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports and B107.5 FM.
Planning in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM.
WESB Bradford.
Welcome to our Owls postgame show here on WESB Sports. Still tallying up the final stats here as we wrap up the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament. They just awarded the tournament MVP to Landon Francis, who did a heck of a job here. Finished with 19 points, I believe. No, more than that. 17, 21, 23 points for Landon Francis tonight in the overtime victory over the Owls. Then they had a few other contributors as well, particularly Austin Cousins, who had 18 points, all three-pointers. 18 points, all three-pointers for Austin Cousins. So what a night for him. Manning Splain had 11 points, nine of which were from three-pointers. Maxton Splain had 3 points. We also had Rasheen Thomas with two and David Shenfield with three as well. Landon Francis, tournament MVP. Of your all-tournament team, though, Jake Franz was named as part of the all-tournament team as the Owls, lose in overtime tonight. But, you know, a really good game. The Owls just they found themselves slipping away from that large lead that they had built in the second quarter, slipping away. Now, they outscored Otto Eldred 13-10 in the first quarter, and then 18-17 in the second. But at one point, had built up to an 11-point, maybe a 13-point lead. They go into halftime with a 31-27 lead. Then Otto Eldred really starts to battle back. We go into the fourth quarter, tied 41-all. They both put up 13 points in the fourth quarter, and we go into overtime, tied 54-54. And that's when Otto Eldred was able to put the Owls away, 62-56. And why don't you give us our scoring breakdown for the Owls?
Okay, Jimmy. Leading the Owls was Jake France with 17 points. Brendan Warner had nine on those 3-for-3 made threes.
Yeah.
Lucas Johnson had 8 points. And then we have A.J. Gleason and Talon Reese, both with 7 points. Isaiah Fitton and Chase Weinberg with 4 points each. It's hard to beat a team that makes 16 threes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I remember a high school team making 16 threes in a game.
That's tough. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot for just about any team.
That'd be a lot in an NBA game.
Yeah.
So the Owls fall to the three-pointer tonight, 62-56.
It looked good. The defense, they remember we were talking about how well they looked when they switched to the man-to-man yesterday. They didn't really even I think there was a moment in the fourth quarter. Or in half in overtime, I can't remember which one, where they went to man to man for a short time, but they mostly stayed in the zone. That also looked good. It was just when they started getting in some foul trouble and components of that zone started going away.
That foul trouble really got them. When Weinberg got too early and he comes out of there, he's such a key part of the middle.
Yeah.
A lot of passes got into the middle, kicked back out for three, open threes. And, you know, that's the theme for tonight, the threes.
Yeah, I mean, they lived and died by the three, and they were feasting on it tonight. I mean, usually you don't – I mean, they didn't miss a whole lot of them. You know, they missed a handful in the fourth quarter, I think, when they were trying to cling to that lead they had built, and the Owls were able to come back, tie it up to force halftime. It's because the Terrors started missing a couple of shots, not a whole lot of them, but enough for the Owls to retie that game.
I think the Owls should be happy with their performance here. You know, to start the season off, a lot of good movement underneath, or all around on the offensive end, hustle on the defensive end. I think they should be excited about the upcoming season. Unfortunately, like we said, the threes got them.
Yeah. Not every team is going to shoot that high of a percentage from 3-point line. And this team, Otto Eldred, I don't expect to shoot that high of a percentage from the 3-point line every night. But tonight they put it together very nicely.
Yeah. I'm sure they saw that they couldn't get it underneath with Weinberg down there. And so they stayed out and shot. It went very well for them.
Well, I think the Terrors are going to have a nice season, specifically at home here in the Terror Dome.
Yeah, that atmosphere.
Yes.
Atmosphere, the band, the cheerleaders, the students.
Yeah.
Very nice atmosphere tonight. I don't know where everybody was sitting, but they kept coming in.
They certainly did keep filing in, yeah. Yeah, so the Owls, again, they fall to 1-1 on the year as Otto Eldred improves to 2-0. With the 62-56 loss. Now, next up for the Owls is going to be a Tuesday game. Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, at Warren. So they'll be in Warren Tuesday night. That should be normal time, a 7:30 tip-off, which means we should start our pregame coverage about 5 minutes prior on WESB Sports. And I believe, unless you have some final thoughts, James, I think that's it from the Randy Stebbins Memorial Tournament.
I believe I'm finished, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you joining me here tonight. And thank you to the listener for joining us, whether it be on WESB on the AM, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, or on the streaming platforms. If you find yourself out of range, you can head to WBRRFM.com or download the 100.1 The Hero app. We'll be streaming there all season long. Again, the Owls fall to Otto Eldred, 62-56. For my partner, James Patrick, and our producing engineer, Nick Youngs, I am Jimmy Kelt, signing off of Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.